An inmate in Baxter County faces additional charges after a fight at the Baxter County Detention Center. 28-year-old Jeremiah Selfridge of Yellville got into an altercation with jail staff while being moved to a protective custody pod. One jailer reported suffering a knee injury after striking it on the concrete. Selfridge now is charged with second-degree battery of a law enforcement officer, third-degree assault, and impairing the operation of a vital public facility. He's being held in Baxter County Detention Center, bond set at $26,500. A woman from Batesville was arrested after allegedly attacking a dog with an axe. 34-year-old Gretchen Hines allegedly told authorities she experienced a PTSD moment and blacked out. She's charged with aggravated cruelty to a dog, cat, or equine and is being held on $100,000 bond. Several accidents were reported locally over the weekend. A Seymour teen was injured in an accident in Douglas County on Friday. The 16-year-old male suffered minor injuries when he traveled off the road and hit a tree. That accident happened on Missouri O, 1 mile south of Missouri 14. Saturday, a man from Salem was injured in an accident south of Saddle. 45-year-old Clifton Jones was injured when he failed to negotiate a curve, ran off the road and down an embankment. That accident happened on 289 south of Saddle. Two people were injured in an accident in Reynolds County. The Highway Patrol reports a 48-year-old man from Ellington and a 39-year-old woman from Centerville both suffered serious injuries when the man ran off the road and struck two trees, then overturned. Both the injured were flown to Barnes Jewish Hospital in St. Louis. Two Naylor residents were injured in a side-by-side accident south of Grandin. The Highway Patrol says a 37-year-old man suffered moderate injuries. Another 37-year-old man suffered minor injuries when the Polaris Razor they were in overturned. The accident happened on Forest Service Road 4130, 2 miles south of Grandin. Sunday, a 16-year-old girl from West Plains was injured in an accident east of Lanton. The Highway Patrol reports the girl suffered moderate injuries when an 18-year-old male from Thayer traveled off the road and overturned the vehicle he was driving. The accident happened on Highway 142, 3 miles east of Lanton. A woman from Essex was arrested by the Highway Patrol in Oregon County Saturday. 29-year-old Amber Pruitt was arrested on two counts of felony possession of a controlled substance, felony delivery or possession of a controlled substance into a county jail, felony tampering with evidence and misdemeanor charges of driving while revoked second or third offense, unlawful possession of drug paraphernalia, no seatbelt, and littering. She was taken to Oregon County Jail and placed on a 24-hour hold. A woman from Williford was arrested last week on drugs and firearms charges. 50-year-old Angelina Cossey is charged with felony simultaneous possession of drugs and firearms, felony possession with the purpose to deliver meth or cocaine, possession with the purpose to deliver a controlled substance, felony possession of drug paraphernalia, felony possession with purpose to deliver a Schedule VI controlled substance, and maintaining a drug premise. Cossey's bond was set at $75,000, and she'll be in court on June 22nd. A man from Pineville has been arrested in Izzard County. 34-year-old Dylan Sanders was arrested on charges of possession of a controlled substance, possession of drug paraphernalia, and failure to appear. He's being held in Izzard County Jail. A Houston, Missouri woman faces felony charges. 24-year-old Emily Hayes is charged with third-degree domestic assault and unlawful use of a weapon. Hayes allegedly threatened to kill a man while brandishing a knife. She also allegedly beat the man with her fist. She was taken to Texas County Jail. A man from Powhatan was arrested last Thursday on drug charges. 46-year-old Dwayne Beasley is charged with possession of meth or cocaine with a purpose to deliver, possession of a Schedule VI controlled substance, felony possession of drug paraphernalia, misdemeanor possession of drug paraphernalia, driving while suspended or revoked, and defective equipment. He was taken to Sharp County Detention Center. A man from Flippin was arrested Saturday in Baxter County. 41-year-old Scotty Seawright is charged with possession of a Scheduled 1 or 2 controlled substance, meth or cocaine, misdemeanor possession of a controlled substance, misdemeanor possession of drug paraphernalia, and expired tags. He's being held on $5,000 bond. A woman's being held in Lawrence County on drug charges. Carla Ann Emery was arrested Thursday. She's charged with possession of a Schedule 1 or 2 controlled substance, possession of a 4 or 5 controlled substance, and possession of drug paraphernalia to manufacture a controlled substance. She was taken to the Lawrence County Detention Center. A woman was arrested in Sharp County on forgery charges. 45-year-old Peggy Sue Davis was arrested Friday. She's charged with second-degree forgery and theft of property. She was taken to the Sharp County Detention Center. The Douglas County Sheriff's Office reports a couple of arrests. Christopher Jones was extradited from the state of Florida on an active no-bond warrant issued by a Douglas County grand jury. The indictment was for possession of a controlled substance and DWI. Jones is currently being held in Douglas County Jail without bond. The Douglas County Sheriff's Office served a search warrant on 1303 Maple Lane at the residence of Aaron Meyer. The Sheriff's Office received information that Meyer had recently acquired a firearm and was prohibited from possessing a firearm due to being a convicted felon. Upon serving the search warrant and searching Meyer's residence, a handgun was seized as a result of the search. A warrant was issued for Meyer for unlawful possession of a firearm with bond set at $75,000 cash only. Meyer remains incarcerated in the Douglas County Jail.